In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When I was praying about and preparing the sermon a few days ago, it was before Melbourne and the Mitchell Shire went back into stage 3 restrictions and lockdown. We'd only just got a taste of easing restrictions, and now for the next 6 weeks we must be vigilant and thoughtful to a degree that will take our strength and resolve. After the Premier, Daniel Andrews, spoke on Tuesday about stage 3 lockdowns, I put aside the sermon that I'd written. It just didn't seem to speak to our new reality of people being further infected with the virus, the suffering of those in the housing towers who have suffered so much already, and many people experiencing a greater degree of anxiety than perhaps they've ever felt. It's a challenge for all of us when we see the light at the end of the tunnel, only to have that light dimmed for a while. So it's understandable that even though these steps are necessary, we might feel flat after the sheer enjoyment and pleasure that came with the slightly eased restrictions. How to grapple with the global impact this pandemic is having? Infections heading towards 12 million and over 500,000 people who have died. These are terrible numbers. Australia, relatively speaking, has suffered less than many other countries, but each person who is seriously unwell is much loved and treasured, and each death is a tragedy. For those who are lonely and alone, and perhaps this is you or someone you know and love, for employers and employees who face increased complexities, again, this may be you or someone you know or love. For teachers and students, for families with children, for medicos and many others, the next 6 weeks pose such challenges. We will again long to be with loved ones and spend precious time with them. And for the poorest among us, the unemployed, the homeless, the refugees, the vulnerable and the sick, the next 6 weeks and perhaps longer will be harder yet. In the light of this new lockdown which we've just begun and all the uncertainty and worry that goes with it, I read today's gospel again. I read Jesus' parable of the sower again in a slightly different way. Of course, parables are multi-layered and speak to different people in different ways at different times in our lives, just as they did 2,000 years ago. And today's deceptively simple parable is no different. There are lots of ways into the heart of the parable to discover how Jesus points to the kingdom of God, which he does with all his parables. There are so many possible interpretations, but I'd like to offer just one small thought. Jesus describes a sower sowing seeds. You can imagine the sower's hand moving steadily in front of him, or to the left or to the right. Yet there's something quietly extravagant or generous in the sower who drops seeds on the places where the seeds will be much harder to germinate. The sower could possibly have avoided dropping these seeds, but doesn't. The sower seems to waste these seeds because they fall on paths, on rocky ground, or among thorns. Yet the sower lets them fall anyway. The sower, perhaps Christ himself, although he doesn't identify himself as such, keeps dropping the seeds. Yes, yes, on good soil which brings forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. But seed also on the path, on the rocky ground, and in thorns. It suggests to me that God in Christ is present in all places, the barren places and the fertile places. And God in Christ is present in all times, in the good times and in the times of struggle. I was particularly drawn to the image of seeds falling among thorns. Jesus later tells his, as ever, uncomprehending disciples that the thorns represent the cares of the world and the lure of wealth. Well, let's put aside the lure of wealth for another time. Right now, it would be a rare person who isn't carrying the cares of the world. I noticed on Facebook in recent hours how many people use the words tired, worried, or fatigued. Thorns indeed. One of my favourite baristas was nearly crying yesterday, not for himself, although he's now in terrible financial difficulty, but for the shopkeepers nearby, and he was taking coffee to them to help them bear up. They won't be the only ones who may have to put up their shutters for good. You may know similar stories of hardship or stress, and they're deep thorns. Grieving the loss of so many in our global family and not knowing where this all will end, deep, deep thorns. No wonder it's hard sometimes, perhaps, to hear God's message of love and reassurance. Yet there is hope. The sower drops seed on the path, on the rocky ground, and in the thorns, all the places where seeds might struggle to grow. Well, what are these seeds? They're the words of God's kingdom on earth in Jesus himself, the one who says, "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." We've all been on the path, the rocky ground, and perhaps right now we might feel that the thorns where God's words might fall is in vain. Yet even, or perhaps especially, in times when troubles are great, seeds of God's kingdom fall. Jesus says, "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Come to me." The sower who sows in all sorts of soil, not keeping seeds only for the good soil, but all soil, all paths, says, "Come to me." I find this a great comfort, and I hope you do too. We can never hear it enough, this intimate invitation to rest in Christ. And with God's ever-present help and strength, we might be sowers as well, especially during this next phase of lockdown. Where possible, we can be a small kingdom of God on earth, helping one another, praying, and extending generosity where possible. We can sow seeds of Jesus' love and grace, loving our neighbour and offering hope where we can to the hopeless. We may never know where the seeds might fall or take hold and germinate, but being a sower in the likeness of the Christ sower will bring light and life to others. Bishop Stephen Cottrell, to be confirmed as the 98th Archbishop of York this week, says, "What inspired me to follow Jesus is that vision of a new humanity that I see in him." Perhaps this next phase of lockdown is the perfect time for us to envision again, or perhaps for the very first time, this new humanity in Jesus, in whom gentleness, love, compassion, and joy overflow. In closing, as a praying community, I encourage us all to keep praying. Where I shop locally, grab a coffee or buy something for a homeless person, I sometimes tell them I'm holding them before God that day. I really am amazed at how many of them say, "Please pray for us." I encourage us all to pray for the communities in which we live, pray for Australian leaders and those who are doing their best to make wise decisions, pray for those affected by the virus. Pray for yourselves. Know that you can lay your worries or fears on Jesus, who says, "Come to me." And may each one of us know God's peace, which passes all understanding. In Jesus' name, Amen.